from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, it certainly is, and good morning. How you doing? How you doing? 30 July. Is that right? Wow. July 30, 2021. It's about 10 o'clock Central Time, a couple minutes after, as we are live here today. My name is Patrick Timpone. On Fridays, we just have some fun, trip the light fandango, solve all the world's problems, talk about past guests, spread rumors and innuendos. Try not to. And see if we can unpack some of the things going on in our world and how we may navigate this little puppy with as much grace and charm as we can. And you can join the show by emailing me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Have a little computer right here, and I'll get it, grab it, and read it. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Better yet, our telephone lines are wide open, and you can use them from pretty much anywhere in the world, I think. We've had calls around from Europe and things. I don't know how they do that. But you can try it. We have a lot of listeners in Canada. It's 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. Well, well, well. The title of the show is Like the Wizard Behind the Curtain, The Truth is Being Revealed. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think I've been just getting it pretty clearly in the last week or so. We read articles and things, but you never know exactly what's true, so anything could be going on. But just internally, intuition, God stuff, more and more just getting the feeling that, we're good. And these people, that the whole thing is falling apart. And of course, one of the big reasons it is folks like you and me are not falling for what they're telling us is going on because nobody believes them any longer. I know. Nobody believes them any longer. I mean, think about it. I think the numbers, well, we have a lot to talk about, so join us. First off, I think the numbers that they're giving us, the amount of peoples that have been vaxxed, I mean, they lie about all the numbers anyway. They always have, whether it be the computer consumer price index or the amount of dollars they're printing or the budget or how much they're spending on black. I mean, they lie about stuff all the time, the government. So from when they tell you, especially now the CDC or the FDA, so many people got vaxxed, I don't believe it. I suspect it's a lot less than what they're saying, but I don't know. If I was on a game show, I would guess 35% or so, maybe a little more. But so they're running now with this, got to get more people vaxxed because, well, the Delta variant is not really working on the vax that we gave you, so you got to get boosters. So it's almost like they're going to give up on, never give up, but they're really going to focus on the people that have been vaxxed and say, well, put on my tinfoil hat here, if we're going to kill a bunch of people, if we can get 35 to 40% on this run, that'll be good. Now, I'm not suggesting that everybody has this injection is going to die, and we have no evidence that that's the case. Could. I mean, we don't know this stuff. You've probably heard enough videos on how dangerous these things are. We don't have to go into that. And they are, and that's real science. I mean, we know they are dealing with the mRNA, dealing with the DNA, trying to change things around, and these spike proteins. And I mean, we have no idea. And on the other side of that, there are people out there in the natural world, ostensibly on our side, and you know who they are, we don't have them on our show, who are saying things like, well, everybody that has this injection, they're just going to die and that's it. And you can't get rid of this stuff, so I mean, you just can't get rid of it. It's in there permanently and blah. And I'm not going to, you know, there's no way I'm going to support that thought. There's just no way. They don't know. And plus, you know, we know that the body can heal from anything, right? Why could it not heal from some goofy thing that they put in and inject in your body? Sure, it's more difficult when they inject it in there and it gets in the bloodstream and plays around. Sure, it'll pretty be tougher, but don't believe it. So if you've been injected and you're just coming around to the right side or the bright side or whatever side or whatever, don't worry. You can get rid of it. And there's lots of things going on out there how you can get rid of it. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't do medical advice. I'm not saying you will. I'm just suggesting that there's no reason to believe you can't. I mean, there's nothing permanent in the body. The body is not solid. The body are just vibrations. The body is just thoughts, feelings, and images that we believe to be true. And this is the body, which is why you see people who worry a lot, have a lot of stuff in their face. You know, they look older because they worry. That's all. When you can create things in your forehead and your nose and creases and all kinds of stuff. That's not just an accident. It doesn't come with old age. That's a scam. It doesn't come at all if you don't worry. Don't worry, be happy is really anti-aging. A lot of other little tricks that I'm learning and talk about and writing about, and we'll write about in movies and such, but that's really the essence of it. If you're happy and you don't worry and you trust God and you tie your camel by eating good food, so you trust God, tie your camel, which is tying the camel at night is eating good food, really organic food, and exercising and drink water and being around people and hugging and kissing and doing all the good things that people do and being, that's probably 90%, and don't believe that you're aging, that's probably 90% of anti-aging. Anyway, so the whole thing, I digress, but join me. I'd love to talk to you this morning. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. But the whole thing is falling apart. As you know, this past week, or you know if you hang out here or on our Faceplant page, I got to really get off of there and start really working with Telegram. I know. Got to do it. But whatever. No. See, we have like 5,000 people on our Faceplant page, and so if I can get them all over to Telegram, whatever. But anyway, so where was I? Oh yeah, we put a thing on Faceplant, and also we talked about it on the show with Jane Ruby. That was a good show. How'd you see that yesterday? She's cool, Dr. Jane Ruby. We'll be streaming that podcast this weekend with all the podcasts that we did over the week, this past week, and then we'll find some other ones around the world to spark your interest and let you have some fun with it during the weekend. But we talked about it with Jane Ruby, and she added something to it. But as you know, or maybe don't know, the PCR test and the are now being said, you know, these things don't work too good. Okay. So they're looking for a way to get out of these things without admitting that they're absolutely worthless. So the way they do it, because what they do for a living is lie, is now they're saying, well, we need to change to new tests because this one, you'd think they'd come up with something better, but this one does not determine between the COVID, the Delta variant, and other influenzas. Well, a couple of things from our standpoint, just my opinion, there are no other influenza viruses running around. The whole virus theory is a scam. But just to say that it wasn't, because they all believe in the virus theory because they went to medical school and they got a PhD in virology, which makes them more stupid, generally. It's just the way it is. Because this is what they teach. All the schools are all funded by the pharmaceutical industry. What do you think they're going to teach? Do you think they're going to teach that vaccines are not a good idea and that viruses don't exist, a la Alanka, Cowan, Kaufman, Vollmer, Londo, Sell, Young, you name them. Lots of them. Of course not. They have to teach you that viruses exist, otherwise they couldn't sell you all this stuff. They couldn't sell you. They have to teach them that bacteria is killing you, so they can sell you antibiotics, and then you have to teach you viruses, because then the whole vaccine thing would fall apart if doctors didn't believe in viruses. And that's billions of dollars, and they're not going to do that. So anyway, so they know, because obviously they have the internet, some of them, they know that the whole PCR thing is a scam, and there's so much evidence that it is. There's lawsuits going on around the world, I think in Denmark, and I think Fulmerch, we've invited him, by the way. He's on one of them as well. Not sure if Rents is into the PCR lawsuit thing, but they're suing countries saying, listen, this whole thing, this virus lockdown, social distancing, masking was based on new cases, right? We know that. Well, 48 new cases every day or 28,000, you know. The whole thing worldwide was based on new cases. And new cases was based on PCR positive tests. And the PCR positive test is totally, absolutely fraudulent. Was never made to identify individual viruses. Kerry Mullins has said he invented it. He got a Nobel Prize for it. Of course, they killed him, or he died suddenly last year. They don't mess around. So I think they know that they've been caught with the PCR thing. So now they, FDA and WHO, they're out there saying, you know, by the end of the year, you guys got to use another test. Yeah, don't use the PCR because it doesn't distinguish between COVID and other influenzas. So this is their excuse. They can't, you know, they can't say it's not good. Otherwise, then people, maybe if they turn off television, could actually say, wait a minute, PCR tests are not good. So what was the whole pandemic thing based on? What was it based on? So they can't say it, right? They just can't. So they figure out a way how to lie their way to get out of that one, and then I don't know what they are telling the docs to use, you know. So that's falling apart. The whole Delta thing, it's just hilarious, if it wasn't troubling, that they're trying to run with it, but they're just making fools of themselves. I don't know if you saw, I think I have it here somewhere. Maybe I can find it during the show. A fellow from Fox asked this lady who is, God love her, I mean, you look at her, she's, I don't want to talk badly about anybody, but she really is a lizard, you know. This gal that does the news press releases for the Biden administration. Oh, my God. Anyway, So they only have like one person who asks any kind of questions at this whole thing, and it's the fellow Acosta from Fox. And he asked a very good question. I think I have it here. I could probably find it. Why don't I try to find it so you can hear it? And, you know, even if I can't get it on the... Even if I can't get it on the... thing. Anyway, I'll find it while I'm talking. So anyway, and they're just... They're just... I mean, if I'm the press secretary and I'm running this scam, I mean, I'm going to be prepared for these kinds of questions. Right? You got to be... But they're not. I mean, she doesn't even have a... She doesn't even know what she's talking about. I got to find this thing. I think it's here. Oh, a lot of new videos are coming out. See, I don't have to watch TV or anything like that because I see these little clips on Telegram from different people, and you just get to see the good stuff, you know? So, okay, well, I'll find one. So she's just totally clueless. Poor girl. I don't know how long she's going to last. And then Biden. I don't even like to talk about it anymore because he's just an elderly man who is sick. I mean, he shouldn't be there. God love me. They're just using him. He's elderly. He has, obviously has, I'm not a doctor, but if you don't know what dementia is or Alzheimer's or whatever, poor guy can't even, he can't even put a sentence together. It's just, I can't believe they keep putting him out there. And I suspect soon that you'll never see him again. They're going to say he's sick or something because it's just getting to the point where it's ludicrous and it's just shameful. And I can't imagine what other countries and other people are thinking, you know. I mean, they must think we're just... Can you imagine all the other countries too? You know, going Russia mostly, or China. Oh, well. Wait, I don't know what. So then a reporter yelled at Biden, walking away from the mic, you said before, if you're fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Remember, he said that, right? So here's what...
vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. And it seems...
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
If you're fully vaccinated in an area where you do not have... Well, let me clarify.
In May... You made it sound like a vaccine was the ticket to losing the mask forever. And
that is true at the time, because I thought there were people who were going to understand that getting vaccinated made a gigantic difference. And what happened was, new variant came along, they didn't get vaccinated, it was spread more rapidly, and more people were getting sick. That's the difference.
But how desperate are you?
Please. How can you trust these? How? That's the president of the United States. He has no idea what he's talking about. None of them do. Fauci doesn't. Unbelievable. So here's where we are, but... So it's falling apart there. I mean, the White House, the whole area is a big cluster. Everyone knows it. So... I don't know what's going on there. And then, what else fun stuff do we have? Well, the border thing is just like one of the biggest travesties ever known to man. They're just letting these people pour over in. And then if there were COVID, which everybody believes there is, which is just bad for the administration because it just makes them look worse because, you know, now the reporters, even some of the mainstream people, because they don't have anything else to talk about, they're actually saying, well, how can you let all these 50,000 people in? You're not testing them. Oh, they are testing them. Of course, the tests are faulty, so they could run the cycle threshold down and they all test negative. That's easy. But then they haven't been vaxxed, and you said you got to be vaxxed, and you know, they're not making them wear a mask, and they're dumping them all over the country. So there's even people in the mainstream that are asking that question. So that thing is a total, absolute disaster. Texas, Governor Abbott is stepping up his game, and they're going ahead and building a wall as much as they can all around Texas because they just don't want to deal with these people. So that is all falling apart. The inflation that's going to happen in this country, in our opinion, is like massive. I mean, it's probably going to be the biggest inflationary situation since 1970. You probably weren't around 70 or old enough to remember it. But in the 70s, then we had Jimmy Carter, and he was, they had these buttons called WIN, Whip Inflation Now. He was walking around the White House in a sweater because they were turning down the air conditioner or something. I don't know what they were, or the heat. And then he ran into, who was after Carter? Was it Nixon? Anyway, massive inflation. Gold went from, I think, $35 an ounce to $850 an ounce. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot today when gold is $1,800, but I love math. But if you take $850 and you divide it by 35, gold went up like what's the percentage of that? $850 divided by 35. Oh, no. Go 35 divided by 850. Yeah, 94%, 95%. I guess. Something like a lot. A lot. Huge. Huge. So if we go back today and we say gold's about 1800, and if we believe that this inflationary thing that's going to burn through this country over the next 2 years, and it will, because there's just no way around it. Why would it not? If you understand the money system like we do, and we talk about with Richard Mayberry, Tom Luongo, Fred Dyshevsky, you know, there's just no way that they are going to be able to keep this economy, which is GDP, you know, the inflation, the GDP, jobs, all this stuff, anywhere near possibly normal without continuing to increase the money supply, right? And that's what causes inflation. When you increase the money supply, you have more dollars chasing a fair, steady amount of goods. Not a lot of new goods are available now because the powers that think they are, they're clogging up all of the pathways to get things in here. There's about a kabillion of containers in the Pacific Ocean coming from some of the biggest manufacturing outlets in the world, Taiwan, China, Japan, and Indonesia, and all those places. That's where most everything that people buy, not you and I, but they buy at Walmart and geeky stuff, but the air conditioner that we're trying to get for the studio up here, everything's made over there. Anyway, so it's in the Pacific Ocean, and has been for the last 3 months. The air conditioner that we ordered and paid for 4 months ago. Just not here. I mean, I'm not complaining. Who cares? We got a little AC thing from the Home Depot in it. You can hear it in the background a little bit, can you hear? It's just, I just like to get it because the other one's going to be quiet because I'm a sound freak. But anyway, this is Patrick Timpone. We are live here this morning, July 30, 2021, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. So, the economy, the thing that we call the economy, which is going to be really what you want to pay attention to, and this is the important thing is how much is your dollar going to buy a year from now or 2 years from now, also known as inflation, and this could be huge. Be huge-a-rooney. I'm talking 20% higher stuff in food 2 years from now. The way they're doing things and what we know about weather modification. We did a show with Dane Wigginton this past week that you should listen to about weather modification. And so that's going on. So we have two sides of it. On one side, the whole thing is falling apart, right? Everything that they're doing. You know, people don't want the jab. So many Joe came out yesterday and said that all government employees, except the military, need to get vaxxed, or they lose their jobs, or they have to get tested every week, or something like that, and wear a mask or something. Well, the Postal Service is having none of it. And help those men and women go on strike, and that'll chill out Joe for a minute. Also, the military, they've done their research, and the military is not having it. And the latest thing I saw was like 60% of the military said, no, we're not going to do it. So I don't know how they're going to get out of that one. They're probably going to have lots of caveats saying, well, you don't have to if whatever. They're going to have to give them an out. Otherwise, they'll all quit, and then, you know. Which would probably be a good thing anyway. It's probably just God's way of saying, slow down on the wars. So that thing is all falling apart. The mandatory vax thing is just not going to work. I mean, you have places like, I saw an article, some restaurant chain called Shake Shack. Who cares? We're gonna mandatory vax. You know, I mean, Starbucks is so Looney Tunes, they may do it. And they may be some other places that'll make you have an injection to go in there. Well, you just don't go in there. And just trust me, they're gonna change quick. They're gonna change quick. So I know for me, if places like Costco, which I go from time to time, you get some more organic chicken for Doodle and some great little avocado product that I really like from Costco, and organic fruit in big bags, great price. But if they're going to go back to that mask thing, man, I'm not going back there. No way. Financially, too, there's some real challenge afoot for more inflation. Listen, folks, I understand this thing. Stick with me, and I'll help you understand why you want to just pay attention and take care of yourself. Schumer's out there saying that we really need to take away this student loan burden from these kids. I think it's about $1.2 trillion. Let me see what it is. What is the total student loan debt? Last time I think it was about a trillion. Oop. Okay, just give me the number. I don't want to see a lot of stories here. Yeah, 1.6. Whoa. The average student loan debt is like, now they say it's a $375,000. Can you imagine? Paying somebody $375,000 to fill you full of a whole bunch of stuff from books that nobody cares about anymore, just old information. And the total student loan debt, $1.6 trillion, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And they know. And why does the Fed know? Because that's where the money's going to come from. Treasury doesn't have $1.6 trillion sitting around in an underwear drawer. But old Joe and then those socialites, they're going to do it if they can get the votes. They maybe even do it. They can get the votes. They're trying to dump the filibuster thing now. But they're starting to lose some people on the liberal side for some of these things. And if they lose about 10 of them more, you know, they're cooked until the 2024. And then if we can get some reasonable people in there, I know that all politics is performance art, and we shouldn't think that if more conservatives get in there, that things will get better, because they're, most of them are on the take too, but we have a better chance of not going into massive inflation if they can slow down some of the spending. Because just remember that spending is tied into borrowing, and borrowing is tied into printing, and printing is tied into inflation. You know what I mean? Okay, so we'll just back up just so you understand it. It's very simple, but this is some good things that you should teach your children and your husband and your wife so they understand it. Or if you're alone, teach yourself. So say Schumer and those folks say, well, we need to get rid of the student loan debt because, you know, it's just too much of a burden. These poor kids, they didn't know what they were doing. And, you know, they did know what they were doing, but that's what they're going to say. Oh, they took it. So where did the student loan money come from in the first place? So you got to go all the way back. And who benefited? What is that term? K-bono or kibono? How do you say it? Who benefits? The only people that benefited from the student loan thing are the colleges, who have millions and millions and billions of dollars in their trust funds. I think the University of Texas, their endowments and trust funds, billions. I mean billions of dollars. Lots of it's in gold in Texas, too. But when the kids can borrow whatever they want, they just keep raising the tuition. Because what does it matter? The kids can get it. And then they let the kids pay $300,000 for, I don't know, even a degree in film. And the kids think that they're going to be able to go out and get into the movie business. Trust me, I understand the movie business. They don't care. They don't care if you've got a master's in fine art. Well, you might be able to get a little bit easier job as a runner to deliver coffee if you got an MFA or a doctorate in film. Write a screenplay. Let me see what you got. Let me see a film that you've produced, that you know how to do lighting. That's all they care about. They don't care about. But so many kids get into film in universities because they want to get in the movie business because it's fun. That's why I'm getting into it. It's fun, man. Anyway, so they don't tell these kids that all the stuff that they're taking is not going to give them a job, which most of them do not. The only one you're really guaranteed of getting a job would be computer science and MDs and stuff like that. You can always get a job, you're an MD. Of course, the problem is they teach you stuff that nobody cares about and is wrong. That's a problem, but they don't tell you that either. It should sue them for that. Okay, so I'm getting carried away here, but it's just so fun to look at it. And again, I'm not complaining or whining. I just talk about this because to me it's just fascinating to see all the silliness going on in the world and why the system is falling apart is the reason for this conversation this morning. The system is falling apart. It is imploding. It is called karma. When you do things that are dumb, that are not ethical, eventually the chickens come home to roost. That's called karma. So that's why they're all going to fall apart. The universities, Hollywood, Hollywood's falling apart. God love them. And the money system, everything. It's going to fall apart. It's got to, because it's built on lies. COVID was built on a lie. It's got to fall apart. When you build something on a lie, the only thing that when things grow and get strong is when they're built on the truth. And then there's just no limit to how strong it can get. That's why it's no limit to how strong you can get your body, you, no matter how many revolutions around the sun you've been. You've got. There's just no limit. You say, come on. I got to die sometime. Well, probably we're all going to die. But you don't have to die when you're 75, 80, 90. Maybe you want to stick around till you're 140. I don't know. Have your great-great-grandkids go to college. Have some fun. You know what I mean. Or at least just at the very least, even if you only want to stick around 75, 80, 90, or 100, whatever age you want. Pick an age. That's what I want to do. Just pick an age. That's what I want to do. And you'll figure it out because that's what you believe. But anyway, at least so, even if you don't have grandkids or you don't care, and you're really tired of this place and you want to go somewhere else. You want to be careful about that. And we can talk about reincarnation. I mean, you know, if you want. But I'm only going to do it if you email or call me and ask me about how you can figure out how to not come back here. If you do, I'll talk about it. But anyway, where was I? But at the very least is where I was. At least you can be happy and move and play golf and, you know, have intimacy with someone. Go out in nature, hike and fish, or if you're not sick, right? And then when you do go, you can figure it out so you just close your eyes and say, you know what, I'm kind of done, I'm just tired. I think I'm just going to stop eating like animals do. You can do that. And call it a day. Just call it a day. Nobody cares. Is that suicide? Listen, everybody's committing suicide every day just by living their lifestyle. Deep down, they know it. Because as soul, they know they can live as long as they want, pretty much, depending on if they have flying car karma that they don't know about that is always there. But so everybody's committing suicide to a certain degree just because we're lazy. But anyway, so choose the way you want to go. And when? I don't know how I got off on that, but that's fun stuff. So now we have, I mean, it's just so fun to watch it. And then last weekend, how many countries did you see the demonstrations going on in Paris, in the United Kingdom, in Australia, in Portugal, in Spain, in Italy? Whoa. I mean, thousands, not billions, but lots of people. They built some guillotine in France. They want to get Macron. He's probably holed up. Oh, Macron is one of the biggest globalists that ever walked the planet, along with what's-his-face in Canada. Canada's really hardcore fascist, socialist, Marxist. They're all the same these days. And they are really hardcore. So some of you folks in Canada, you may just want to try to get out now, because I don't know if they're ever going to be able to get a hold of Trudeau and lock him up. We are getting so many orders for sulfur from Canada, like for 10 pounds and 15 and 20 pounds. I think because they're talking all kinds of weird things going on in Canada about you can't do this if you're not vaccinated, you can't do that, you can't go to the store. But people are not going to put up with it. They're just not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. And the whole thing will fall apart. So, I would like to encourage you on this July 30 morning as we're live here at about 10:45. No matter what happens with this Delta thing, the injections, if you're in a state where your governor or your city council, like they do in Austin, is going to want you to mask up again because of this Delta thing that you know is a lie. You know it. There's no Delta variant. Don't do it. If you do it, you're part of the problem. And we need you to not do it. The more people that don't do it, the more they are going to figure out that they can't get away with what they're doing. So I don't care if you want to go into a certain store, Whole Foods or wherever, don't do it. Please. Don't put up with it. If you comply, then you just make it worse for all of us. So the patriotic thing to do is to just say no. Don't do it. Now, if you work somewhere and they want you to get a vax and they're going to force you, I would encourage you, don't do it. I know. Well, easy for you to say, Patrick. I've got two kids and a job and I don't know what I'm going to do and all that. Yeah, well, how long do you want to live? We don't know what these things are going to do. You just can't do it. And look at it like this. We used to do it when we were kids. Right? Look at it like this. If there's somebody forcing you to have to get a jabberoonie to go somewhere, look at it like the idea that it's just God's way of saying, don't go there any longer. Right? It's just God's spirit's way of saying, don't do that. Go somewhere else. Go get another job. Do something else. That's what spirit is pushing you to do, in my opinion. I can't speak for you and your money and your kids, but that's just something to think about. July 30. If you'd like to be on the show, our 800 number is hot and live and ready to go. I'm ready to talk to you if you want to talk. It is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com.
Let me grab these.
If you're new here, I write my goals down. I have a little vision board. And one of my goals and visions is to have children this lifetime. I've always wanted. So I'm going to do that. And one of the ways that helps to just even let you know that you can, you always can. But anyway, these are two of the my kind of go-to. Is pine pollen and elk velvet antler. You could take these guys every day for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? Jelly bean? Every day. They're foods. The elk velvet is from the old Elkies that get this velvet, farm-raised Elkies. So they don't hurt them. They don't put a tourniquet on them or give them drugs. Or I think they make them watch the news so they just doze off and get the velvet. I think that's how they do it. And then pure potency. Really great products. All from Sir Thrival, One Radio Network. I'm going to play a little commercial here about pine pollen and then tell you that that even the elk velvet is still on sale through midnight tonight. But hear this about pine pollen if you've not heard it, and get yourself some. Here's Master Herbalist Stephen Buhner giving some insights, guys, on why this pine pollen could boost your testosterone levels.
The pollen itself is extremely high in a number of male estrogens, the most potent of which is testosterone, and it's got a fairly high level of it. I mean, it's still in the micrograms, but that's really all the difference between us and women is that we have this microgram more than they do, and then in the womb, that shifts us into the male developmental pattern. So when we start adding that stuff back in to our bloodstream, which you do if you take that sort of tincture and you hold it in your mouth for a while and then you swallow it without putting it in any water or anything, it goes right through the mucous membranes into the bloodstream, and so you start to get an increase in the body of actual testosterone, which then circulates to pretty much every cell in the body, and that then begins to increase vitality and muscle strength and everything else.
This is a great product. I've taken it for years. You can click and order any Sir Thrival link, different variations in the pine pollen, potency and price. Take your pick right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. And also, girlies, if you're going through anything, it's always good for girls to have a little bit of testosterone. Always. We've learned over the years from Ray Pete and Daniel Vitalis and also Stephen Buhner, who you just heard. Especially if you're getting in the 45-50 range and you're going through menopause, testosterone is a big helper. So, and what's cool about pine pollen, ladies, is that you can take a few drops and you can dose it out very easily and, you know, play with it to see if it doesn't help you to feel better just by taking a little bit. So that's the pine pollen. And then this is on sale, the elk velvet, tonight through midnight. Have you ever wondered why elk velvet antler could be good for you?
So every year they shed it, and then in the spring they begin growing a new rack, a new set of antlers. 3 months. They grow it in three months. Think about the biggest moose rack you've ever seen, the biggest elk rack or deer rack you've ever seen. That's 3 months of growth.
It's amazing.
Now, so what you have is this organ that starts off as nothing and grows within 3 months to be an organ that's covered in skin, hair, veins, arteries, nerves. It's totally innervated. It's got bone and osseous tissue and bone marrow. It's essentially a limb. It requires special molecules like growth factors to accelerate the growth of it. And so there's growth factors in there that grow all the types of tissue that are found on it. Bone, bone marrow, nerves, skin, blood. All of that is being grown by these growth factors, and you can put that into your own blood and help yourself regenerate tissue.
Well, that's why we use it around here. You can click and order Elk Velvet Antler from Daniel Vitalis Sir Thrival, any Sir Thrival link right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. Yabba dabba do. Also, I don't mention it all that often. I don't know why. But if you were the only girl in the world, and I was the only boy, I don't know if we have a slide for it. I thought we did. Oh, well. I don't need a slide. Oh, I do have a slide here. I don't talk about it much. I should. This is just a great company. My goodness. Omica Organics. And I just get used to talking about the products that we sell the most of. Okay, anyway, it's a new company. And I know Rafi. He's really quite something. A very intense fellow. And I'm trying to get him on the air, but he doesn't want to come. He's kind of shy, but he's got some wonderful products. And if you've heard Dr. Daniels talk about Shilajit, boy, it's powerful, guys and girls, very powerful. And Rafi's got some high Himalayan Shilajit that'll knock your socks off. So if you go to Ormica Organics from our website, Ormica Organics on our website, One Radio Network, you can also then get yourself one of these shower filters that's the bomb. I tell you, it's the best shower filter ever, ever. I know it. I won't go into it now why, but you just look at the ingredients of what the thing is made of and put one of these guys on your shower so you're not showering in street water every day. You don't want to do that. And then get some Shilajit and a shower filter, and that'll get you started to get you introduced to Ormica Organics that we will talk more about because we should, and we will, and you know what I'm saying. Well, something.
Know the source on One Radio Network.
Thank you, Patrick. So, good morning. It is Patrick Timpone. We're live here, July 30, 2021. If you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386. Adam Bergstrom will be here on Monday. What else we have next week? We got a good lineup shaping up here. Brandon Smith, he's a cool guy, a real patriot. He's going to be on. Deborah Tavares. Deborah's a wild lady. She has a website called Stop the Crime, and she could talk about crazy stuff until the cows come home. But I want to really dig into the water. And she says, and she can kind of give you the research on primary water. And there is so much water out there that there's a lot of water out there in this country. So this whole population thing is not about controlling population. There aren't too many people on this planet. There's just a bunch of crazy lunatic psychopaths that want to kill people because that's what they do for a living. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know what you should do. Well, the next time you fly to California is just look out the window as you're flying to California. So Texas, California, 95% of the time you see nothing but anybody? Land. And this is just, right, this is just what you can see out of the window at 35,000 feet. You know how big Texas is. You could probably put another 500 million people in Texas and you never know the difference. That's how big it is. I don't know that many, but. But there's no water, you say. Well, there is. There's kabillions of gallons of water, unending supply down, called primary water. It's just there. Yeah, really geeky water people have known it for years. We've talked about it. I actually tried to find some. I hired a really well-respected dowser many years ago, right? And I had an extra money, and I wanted to do a well, probably 10 years ago, even longer, 20 years ago. And a well cost like $5,000, but because I'm on rainwater, and people say, well, you really should have a well because if you ever want to sell the place, you got to have a well because they actually won't even let you sell it without a primary water source other than rainwater in Texas. Now, that may have changed. I'm not sure with all the rainwater going on out here, the collection systems. But anyway, so I hired this fellow. And he's got GPS stuff and he uses dowsing. He uses all kinds of stuff. And he was here like 2 days, the whole place. We have 15 acres. And he found a place very near where you'd want to put a well, which was, to me, it was a God thing saying, whoa. I mean, very, it's almost like a perfect place you'd put it if you knew you were. And he said, there's some primary water down there. He said, it's not very big. So evidently it was just a little place. He said, it's only about 15 feet in diameter. But I can give you the spot, and if you can hit it, he said, you'll have like gold. Pure, clean primary water, unlimited supply. That'd be pretty cool, right? So, we hired a, well, but they didn't hit it. They tried. And it's a challenge because in just the regular drilling people, you know, when they drill down, you know, it moves. So to hit it 10 feet, and he said it was about 350 feet down. They said they could, but, you know, the technology that the regular drilling companies have now is not, I know, but you know the technology is there. I just didn't have access to it. So anyway, we didn't get it, and we got some water that's just not worth anything. But I have a well. And we went different places, 250, and tried the different waters at different aquifers, and they're all terrible. Just terrible. Just not worth anything. But anyway, so the primary water is there, but if you look at places like Texas, so here you have a fellow like Elon Musk who's got this technology. He's a pretty smart guy. He's not intelligent. He's just, let me say, I don't think he's very aware, very spiritually evolved, but he's a very intelligent. He has information and an engineer, and he can figure out how to do stuff because that's what he does. But he doesn't know what to do with it is a problem. So anyway, but he's got these incredible boring tools that he can bore holes in the earth to do underground tunnels, and that's where a lot of the new transportation is going to go in cities that don't have any room. They're going to dig underground. I think they're going to try it in Austin. Yeah, because they didn't plan well at all. In Austin, they have two major highways in Austin on either side, on the west side and the east side of this city, going north and south. And both of them are so jammed up around, I don't know, 7 to 10 and 2 to 8 that you don't even want to think about it, going both ways. Can't move. So they're gonna try to do an underground thing along these. Can you imagine? And that'll take 5 years or something. Can you imagine the construction? And so you don't even want to think about living in a city now like Austin. Crazy. Now, we've done shows on Agenda 21. And you can put in Agenda 21 in our search function and find these shows. And Agenda 21 is a UN globalist thing that they've got a whole bunch of think tank people who are all Marxist, globalist. And they somehow figured out how to get into the heads of all of these people who run the cities in Austin and Madison and Portland and... That's why these cities are crazy. Because these mayors and city council people are all into Agenda 21. Smart growth. Smart growth. The Green New Deal. So they're all Marxist and they're all crazy because they don't think through any of this stuff. But that's what they do. So somehow they get these people. I think they give them money. I'm not sure. But I suspect that the Agenda 21 and the UN, they give them money if they do what they want. What do you want to... I bet the farm they do. And so that's what they do. So that's why you have, for example, the mayor of Austin, who's a Marxist, commie, he's saying, oh, man, the Delta thing, we got to mask up again. You got to close your restaurants and all of this stuff. And Governor Abbott is signing a bill saying, we're not going to do a mask mandate. We're done with it. We're not going to do vaccine passports. God love you, Governor Abbott. Same way with DeSantis in Florida. But cities like Miami and Austin and Jacksonville, and say, you know, they're crazy. They're all Agenda 21. So these are the divisions between the states, even the conservative states, and then the cities, which are Marxist. And this is what you got going on. So it's going to be interesting to see how many of the restaurants in Austin follow the lead of what the mayor is saying. And he has no authority to say this. They've got no authority. They just say it. And the news media says, well, you can't open your... Because the news media is all bought and paid for. You know, the local channels in Austin and the radio stations too, even KLBJ. I can't believe I even work for them because they're so in the dark. And no wonder I knew what I was doing when I quit there. All right, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So the whole thing is falling apart, and we have the demonstrations, and the mandates are, they're not going to go anywhere. But I suspect there's going to be, you know, a lot of kind of issues, problems. One of the things that we're seeing, which is really interesting, is that the teachers union, the big one, you know, they were all interested in bringing back the kids in the fall in a couple of months. And now that the Delta, now they're saying, we're not sure. We're not sure whether we want to come back, or if we do come back, all the kids have to be vaxxed. Okay? Good luck with that. The teachers union, I don't think I'm talking out of place here, is run by Marxists. Most of the teachers are liberal, socialist, Marxist, who don't understand the world, and they like free stuff, and they like to do what young kids like to do, is stay home and play. Sorry. They want to stay home and do the virtual learning because this is, why not? I don't want to go. Why would I want to drive in a class when I can stay home and do classes online? Because they don't understand that this is not good for the kids. They're selfish and they're socialist, and they don't understand how the world works because they're just crazy. I mean, not crazy, but you know, they're just ill-informed. They are the base of the Democratic Party, the teachers union. This is what you're getting. Go see what Joe's up to. This is what she's getting. Sorry. So this is going to be a good thing for a lot of people. How's that? Well, a lot of moms now and dads will say, you know what? Millions will say, you know, I don't know about giving my kids this injection, and they got to do it to go to school, so we just may have to homeschool. Which is going to be the best thing you could ever do for your child, is homeschool. The schools are just a travesty. Richard Mayberry used to be a... Need some water, excuse me. It's way over here. Lost my water. One tablespoon of sulfur, by the way. Yeah. Richard Mayberry was on the last Wednesday of the month. He was here Wednesday. He and his wife were both school teachers. And he's very, very in tune with what's going on in the schools. And he suggests that it's just that the kids are really the ones that are teaching the other kids, not the teachers, are teaching the other kids how to be with the bullying or whatever they're doing. You know, it's just not a good place for your child to be. And I say, well, what am I going to do, man? I got to work. I can't homeschool. Well, again, you know, when we have these challenges, instead of just throwing up your hands and say, no, I can't do it. I'm going to get injected just so because I want to go to vacation. Or I need to see my grandma and I'm not going to drive. Don't give in. Don't give in. And it may be like, you may be at the point, there's no way I could homeschool, you might say to yourself, but you could figure it out. And if you do, what a gift that will be for your child. What a gift. I mean, you could spend 2 hours a day on stuff, and you know they're going to learn more in 2 hours than they do all day long at a school. And most of this stuff, it's total nonsense what they're teaching them anyway. You know what I mean? Civil War was about slavery. United States is the good guys, and China and Russia are the bad guys, and all that stuff. You don't want to do that. So it's not true. It's just not true. Adam Bergstrom, who is on Monday, he's a pretty good researcher, and he always likes to send emails during open phones. They're always fun. We'll read a few this morning. Adam says the Afghanistan Taliban is going Great Reset. Instead of wasting all their time and acreage growing opium poppies, they're installing made-in-USA labs to manufacture synthetic fentanyl. Oh, good for them. Maybe that's why Joe's pulling out of Afghanistan, to give them a little more room to do their fentanyl. Yeah, these globalists who control the politicians in our country, the FDA and all that, they like to do anything that's going to make people more docile, more frightened, more paranoid, more unproductive, and drugs do that. All of them. Oxycontin, fentanyl, cannabis. You smoke enough weed, and believe me, make you weird. I don't care. It's very dangerous, these things. Very cocaine, very dangerous. Now, I think you could use microdoses of THC, or microdoses of even, I think the new thing is going to be microdoses of magic mushrooms. And done properly, and I mean like homeopathic doses, with some guidance in the right setting, you might be able to use those a bit to brighten, bring out just a little bit the soul-mind-body connection. But it's very tricky and very dangerous. So don't do it unless you really have somebody to support and help you, a real teacher. And you say, well, wait a minute, wait. What can that hurt? Well, unless you really understand the soul-mind-body connection thing, which I do, it's virtually impossible to view things from the soul perspective when you're stoned or when you're on Oxycontin or alcohol. You just can't do it. Or ayahuasca or any of that stuff. People say you can. Oh, I have this spiritual experience. No. They didn't have anything. They had a little mind experience. Even LSD. It's all nonsense. Mind-expanding drugs. Okay, who wants to expand their mind? I don't know about you, but I just, you know, I've made friends with my little mind and I'm just cleaning it up. I don't want to expand it. Why would you expand it? It doesn't have any idea what it's talking about. You know, that's like just putting more memory into your computer and thinking your computer's getting smarter. Or getting Windows 18 and thinking your computer is smarter. It's just more dots and blips and offs and ons. Nothing smart there. Mine doesn't know anything. Zero. You know it. And the more you and I just look and see without the mind getting in the way, is that's the, where the truth is. And that's where God is, right here with us right now. And you get on things that I don't even know, what do they call it when there's a word for cannabis, THC, or all the gummies and all the stuff, hallucinogens, or I guess if you want to just go out dancing and eat a gummy and get whacked like that, probably not going to hurt you. But you just got to be careful because you do. Very dangerous. Because, you know, it's just not about, you know, not about the mind at all. And it's, so it's up to you. But anyway, where I got onto that was that the powers that be, and they may be the force behind all of the decriminalization of marijuana, which I guess they should do. You don't want the government telling you what you can put in your body, so I'm into that. So people want to get whacked, let them get whacked. And the government shouldn't be telling you what you can do. So I'm a libertarian at heart, so I'm certainly support decriminalization, but I would be careful because they none of these people have your best interest at heart. So if they are decriminalizing it, be careful that you end up eating they're selling these things everywhere now, gummy bears and... Okay, so, yeah, Afghanistan, of course, has been about the poppies, and now, to Adam's point, they're going to do it. Fentanyl, I don't even know what that is. Is that like a really wacko drug? Lots of fun emails here. Let's get to some of them. This is from Kent. He is in Sherwood Park, Canada. Hi, Patrick. I just started listening to you about a month ago. Wow. And wanted to say you do a wonderful job of providing great insight and information. I find listening to your show gives me valuable information and hope in the future to listen more. Thank you. Well, thank you. I'm glad you found us. Yeah, we get new people all the time. It's just really... Sharon does a good job with doing the SEO thing, search engine optimization, but people get more and more clever on finding us. But thanks, Kent. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're there. Tell your friends. Also, we have a lot of our videos up on BitChute. So if you'd like to watch some of those, you can subscribe to the BitChute channel I think you click that little bell and it will remind you every time we put up a new BitChute video. We've got hundreds more to put up there because we were censored on YouTube, but and then we also have videos on our front page, or you can see videos on oneradionetwork.com. So we do what we can here. I'm thinking about calling in to talk about Dr. Hoffe, but I'm wondering if people be better to send an email. Oh, this is from Jackie Jura. Oh, Jackie, you can call in. No. Let me email her. We can talk about her. I don't care. We can't do a whole show on it. Sure, come on in. I don't know who Dr. Hoffe is, but we'll find out if she calls in. Can you please send me info regarding the MSM? Also, is the MSM pourable or does it clump up? Yeah, we sell a sulfur, which is pure sulfur, 99.90% pure. It's just made out of DMSO and hydrogen peroxide. I think that is how they make it. So it's good stuff. People love it. And so I'll email this person. But that's the deal. And folks have been ordering it and reordering it every few months. I don't know, for years. I do a tablespoon twice a day, for what it's worth. Not that what I do matters, but I think a tablespoon is a good amount, and I'm only 125 pounds. Tablespoon twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon. I like to put it in 32 ounces of water, so that way I know I get my 64 ounces of water, which is pretty good for me, about half my body weight. And then, because I do a sauna every day, and so and it's hot here in Texas, so I need to keep up my water supply. So if you do a tablespoon twice a day, that would be an order every couple months. But you don't have to do that much if you don't want. So just email me if you'd like to get more than 4 pounds, or you can order right up there, Patrick, on our website. But I'll email this person telling him more. So this is pretty curious too. And this may be good news. Perhaps they're going to let go of this Delta variant and do something else. But you never know what it is, and here's why. This is the New York Times this morning. And they're calling this COVID-19 mysteries. In India, where the Delta variant, writes the New York Times, was first identified and caused a huge outbreak, cases have plunged over the past 2 months. Similar drop may be going on underway in Britain. In the U.S., cases started falling rapidly in early January. The decline began before vaccinations was widespread. A lot of forces that are contrary to this lady who's running the CDC, she really is a lizard. I don't like calling people a lizard, but she's a lizard person. And I heard a few things on the radio yesterday where there was a fellow from Johns Hopkins. And Johns Hopkins is usually the go-to place for these globalists, you know, to have somebody that sounds great. I mean, Johns Hopkins, and he was saying, and I think it was even on NPR, which, totally globalist. It wasn't on, it was on, was I went into Austin yesterday. It was It was on KLBJ where the people that took over the Rush show, they were playing a tape from this fellow from Johns Hopkins, and he was saying that this Delta thing is way milder and cases are not big and blah, blah, blah. So they may be losing control on the Delta thing already because they're smart enough to know that nobody's buying it. They're just not going to be able, you know, come on. Nobody's buying into to the lie. Now, the New York Times is out this morning saying, actually giving, they just make up numbers, giving numbers that it's actually going down. So maybe they're going to, now this is the challenge, though, with all the good things we're talking about this morning, they're losing control and it's falling apart, right? We know that. All the things we talked about, if you're just joining us, the vaccines, the social distancing, the PCR test, the pushback in different states, Tennessee and Texas and Florida. The Postal Service saying, no, we're not going to do the vaccine. The military, I think 60% of them saying, we're not going to do the vaccine. So they're going to have to do something with the military. They're going to have to get out of it some way. Otherwise, they just fall apart again. And then you have, of course, Joe Biden, who has dementia, and the lady who does the news things every day, the press conferences, she's totally unprepared and clueless and sounds I can't believe they keep putting her on. It's almost like, I don't know, it's almost like they want the thing to fall apart. I mean, they got to look at this lady and see how, or look at Biden and know that he can't even answer questions and know it and say, come on, we got to get this guy out of here. But they don't. So why? Why? Maybe they want, I don't like saying this, but maybe they want a civil war. A fascinating thing, too, that we haven't talked about yet. By the way, this is our Friday edition of the Patrick Timpone Show, where we just open things up to whatever you want to talk about. We've got some great shows this week that we had that you can watch over the weekend or just go on BitChute or view the audio or listen to the audios on One Radio Network. Dane Wingington and the geoengineering. Dr. Neil Barnard, who said, pretty interesting, he said that soybeans are not the devil like people have told us, and that he's helped ladies get rid of hot flashes within 12 weeks just eating soybeans. Now, don't shoot the messenger. Richard Mayberry, Jane Ruby, she was on yesterday. Who do we have on Monday? I can't keep track of these people. Oh, Jennifer Daniels.